That first night was really strange. Even though I was exhausted from the journey, I kept waking up to the wolves crying and the wind moving the wax paper sheets over the windows. A deep voice was saying, "For better or worse," over and over as I tossed and turned on the straw mattress.
Time to wake up, Lori. Here's a cup of coffee to get you going.
It's still night out.
Yeah, morning's the best time to work, before it gets hot.
I looked at the black liquid in my cup and tentatively took a sip. The hot metal cup burned my tongue, and the coffee itself was bitter and tasted horrible.
Is something wrong?
No, it's... I don't drink coffee.
Why not?
My mother used to tell me that it makes ladies too excitable.
Well, I certainly don't want to get in between a mother and her teachings. Here, I'll take it.
He took the cup and poured it back into the pot.
I'm going to start clearing the new section today. It's about a mile away, so I'm leaving the shotgun by the door, in case there's trouble.
A shotgun?
Mm-hmm. Just fire it off if you need me. I'll be able to hear it.
Okay, sure. He stepped outside, then stopped, looking back at me in a strange way, as though trying to remember who I was. I smiled a little bit and waved as he got on his horse and rode off. Suddenly, I felt terribly alone. The shadows in the dugout made it seem cold and isolated. I thought of my aunt's house in Philadelphia with her dark, heavy furniture and the comforting chime of the grandfather clock. While I'd been there, I'd tormented myself with visions of endless plains of grass and blue skies. And now, finally, I was here. The black barrels of the shotgun caught my eye. It couldn't be that hard to fire one. I'd seen my uncle do it a couple times. And of course, I'd never have to use it anyway. Those wolves certainly wouldn't attack a house.